Rashi al Torah, Parashat Sav, Aliyat Rishon. The parasha starts off with Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he should communicate to Aharon and Aharon's children certain details about the Ola offering, the burnt offering that is brought in the Beit HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Sav et Aharon ve'et banav lemor. Moshe should command Aharon and his children, and he should tell them, Zot Torat Ha'ola, this is the law of the burnt offering. Even though we spoke in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra about the Ola, there are additional points that Hashem wants to communicate, and the Pasuk says, Hi Ha'ola Al Mokda Al HaMizbeach Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. It's the burnt offering that's burnt on the fire of the Mizbeach all night, all the way until the morning. It's the singular action that's done in the Beit HaMikdash at night in relation to the Korbanot. Ve'esh HaMizbeach Tukadbo. And the fire of the Mizbeach should be kept burning on it at all times. Rashi comments over here, and he says, Sav et Aharon, command Aharon, what Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon, and he says, En sav ela leshon ziruz. The word sav, command, teaches us that there's a certain urgency, there's a certain meticulousness that has to be involved with this particular commandment. Instead of using the word daber or emor, which is speak to Aharon or tell Aharon, we use the word sav, command Aharon, which shows the importance, shows that something very big is going on with this mitzvah. And Rashi continues that there's an idea of whenever we use that word, that there's a command that it's going to apply immediately and also ledorot. But the second part of Rashi says, Amar b'Shimon, b'yoter sarich hakatuv lezarez b'makom shiyesh bo hisron kis. Rabbi Shimon taught that the pisukim need to urge and push more the importance of a mitzvah whenever there's monetary loss involved. The Maharal and many others question the understanding over here of Rashi. What is Rashi talking about when he says that there is hisaron kis involved, that there's a loss of money involved? The Kohen himself is not obligated to supply the animal that's being brought. It's being brought either from the Tirumat HaLishka, from the money collected from the Shekalim, from Ma'atzit HaShekel, or it's coming from a member of Am Yisrael bringing their own korban. So what's going on over here that there has to be a push to avoid hesron kis? The Maharal says that we don't use the word hesron kis, monetary loss, in a literal sense that the Kohen now has to lose money in order to do this. But we use it in a much more whenever there's any feeling of monetary loss that a person could have had or potential gains that he's now not tapping into, we will use this word hesron kis. For example, now a Kohen has the inability to go to work. He has to be mevatel mimelachto. He has to stop working and get himself involved in the korbanot of the Beit HaMikdash. And when he's facing that dilemma, he could be a little bit salty. He could be a little bit unhappy about what he's going through, and therefore he wouldn't do with that same emotion and the same passion. As well, continues the Maharal, there's an idea that he's not going to have the ability with the Ola, which is fully burnt up to the Shamayim, to partake in any of the basad, to have a piece of meat that he takes home with him. That's how the Korban of the Ola works. It's all fully burnt to the Shamayim, so the Kohen is not going to have any material benefit whatsoever. So therefore, he can also start to feel, you know what, this is not important to me. I'm not even gaining anything from it. And that's why the Torah doubles down and says the word Sav, command. Know how important this is. You're dealing with Hashem's mitzvah. You're dealing with a special mitzvah that you get to bring a Korban that's going fully up to the Shamayim. And that's what a person has to realize, the Kohen, when he's bringing this Korban, he has to be extra zealous. And that's why the Torah used the word Sav, as opposed to emor or daber.